Rogers Mobile.
CMN Network.
Good morning, and on YOU. KB9KBX and on YOU. Nothing heard, and on YOU. Clear.
KB9KBX.
And 9YOU.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, you? All right, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Did you hear what I just said?
No, I didn't. We get together.
Okay. Did you see that we got the Ayatollah of Khomeini? He's dead.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yesterday morning, I turned on the TV, and Israel and the United States bombed Iran, their capability to have nukes. And the Iranians have confirmed that the Ayatollah is dead. That's from my Sharona.
Yeah, alrighty. Yeah, no, I haven't heard any of that, the news.
What's your, if you got a Roku or a Fire Stick or you got cable, you can listen in on to what's good going on. Well, probably too young to remember, but in like 78, 79, the Iranians took some hostages. And they had it for 444 days while Jimmy Carter was president. And as soon as Reagan got sworn in, they released him because they was afraid that that Reagan would go some military action.
Yeah, because they probably watched his movies.
Well, they just knew how he was, and yeah, that might have been a factor too, though. But for all them years, though. Nobody has done nothing to Iran, and then years later they build nukes and stuff like that, and it's a threat to Israel, and it's a minor threat to us, too. So finally Trump says, he bargained with them, and he met with the Ayatollah, and finally he says, okay, that's it, they're going to get nailed, but watch it on TV, and we'll see what we did. And Israel went after the government officials, while we went after the nukes and some other key things that might hurt Iran.
Yeah, all righty, yeah, because you don't. That's one thing. You don't want to give Iran nukes because you know, they will use them against us and Israel. So it's been a crazy weekend already.
Yeah, I heard about it yesterday morning, and I got about 8, 9 o'clock somewhere in there, and I turned on the TV just expecting to watch something, I stay glued to the TV for about 3 or 4 hours to find out what's going on, but the Iranian government has officially announced that the Ayatollah Khomeini is dead. And there's a lot of people that were protesting the Ayatollah Khomeini in the streets, and he had them all killed.
Yeah, that figures.
Yeah, you're too young to remember the Jimmy Carter years and the hostage crisis. That was in 79. You were only a couple of years old when that happened, but I remember it. We lived in Iowa at the time, and I remember as soon as Reagan bust war in, they released the hostages because they figured that Reagan would come after them, and they knew that Carter was a wimp.
Right.
Did you sell a lot of stuff yesterday?
I sold some stuff. I was hoping you would have stopped by, but That's all right.
I just feel like I didn't have enough money. If I was saving up for, tomorrow. Don't forget that tomorrow is past the end of the day. It's my turn to drive.
Alrighty.
So whenever you get home, let me know about the time to pick you up. Knowing you, it'll probably be about a quarter till five or five, somewhere in there. I remember the hospice crisis as it went on in 79, and it was an ordeal, and Carter didn't know what to do. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he probably remembers the Cuban Missile Crisis, too.
I was too young for that. That was like 63, 64. I was born in 1960, but I really remember hearing about it. So, but, yeah, Carter was the first of the Democrat presidents, which would be a bad president. He was a nice guy, personally, and stuff like that, but he did not know from the economy. Actually, went over a dollar a gallon. He didn't understand that it was 70 cents, and people were mad because it went over a dollar a gallon. And it actually went to $1.30 a gallon. People were outraged.
Oh, yeah.
Chevy Chevy Caprice got 10 miles a gallon.
Now, heck, even when my dad was worked at a gas station, he got, this older lady came in and started yelling at him, giving him a third degree and everything, because it went up a penny.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that, and saying, don't kill the messenger, you're at church. Catch you later, and look at the phone for tomorrow, tonight.
All right, we'll talk to you later, maybe on your way home. K9KBX, 9YOU.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, 9YOU.
Doing real good. Just what's it going for?
Okie dokie.
Coming up. There ain't much snow around that to make a few mountains here, but not much.
Yeah, there might not be any come by the end of the week since we're going to be getting rain, so they say.
It's going to rain like 4 days in a row, something like that.
Yep, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm here by boots or tires. There's something about snow mounds from parking lots and stuff like that, but most of the normal snow's gone.
Oh, that's good.
Like I said, there's some snow mounds, like the Kroger parking lot, Target parking lot, Walmart parking lot, stuff like that, that there's still mountains at, but most of it, high speed, very little snow mounds, and snow mounds that are out there have shrunk a lot.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. And the rain's going to help get those snow mounds down.
That is true.
The guy behind me does like me going a speed limit.
That's right, just wait. He'll pass you.
I'm getting speed tickets.
And do what?
4 tickets in 3 states, 1 in Ohio, 1 in Iowa, and 2 in Indiana.
No.
Now, 2 of them in Indiana, where I live in Indiana, April 14th will be 41 years, so there's an actress for 23 and going for 2, so, yeah, I said 2 in Indiana.
Alrighty.
I told you about the one in Iowa. I was framed for that one, but all the other tickets, I admit that I was speeding and doing wrong.
Okie dokie. Yeah, so what are you going to be doing today?
Probably, watch a little bit of TV, but I got a book I want to read, too.
Alrighty.
Whenever I had a couple books on trains, and I got some of my dad's books on trains. They're big books. And then whenever I went to the hobby shop in Wyoming, if you spent over $100, you got a free book. So I chose some of those out. But I can't afford to do that now, to spend $100 on trains, because, like I told you, you know, I'm paying my wife's car payment and her health care, so things have changed. I haven't bought trains since the last time I went up to Jerry's and they jacked up the price.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll buy some eventually, but whenever I get enough money. Her health care is very expensive, between 62 and 65. And then I'm from her with her car payment, and that's, I think I sent it to you to, it's due the 30th of every month. Well, there's not 30 days in February, so does that mean I have to pay a car payment? I was kidding my friend Mark in Akron's retired called for a police officer, and he just says, try and see what happens.
Yeah, that's true. Try it. Why not?
Whenever I always give my wife the receipt from her car payment, and she was upset that she made my car payment, and I was going to say, yeah, I'll make it on February 30th.
Yeah, you know what she'd do. Transmission, you were so noisy, I couldn't even hear you, and you were dropping out.
Oh, really? I'm in medium power.
You're fine now. It was just that whole transmission before, you were nothing but noise. I could barely hear a voice, and you were dropping out, so that was weird.
Okay, I was basically saying, with helping my wife with her car payment, and her medical insurance, that's really killing me, because that takes all the money that I take and getting out of my IRA. So it's like, wow. If I would have taken out the money out of my IRA, maybe I wouldn't have to pay all that stuff. But between 62 and 65, health insurance is very, very expensive. But plus your 65, it goes down. So, but I'm paying for her her high health insurance and half her car payment, so that kills what I'm getting out of my eye.
That guys would definitely be up a creek. They're not in YOU.
Oh, that's true, but the last car she had, the Honda Fit, about halfway through making the payments, she asked me to help her out, so I did. So I must continue her. Now that I'm paying for your car, it's half mine. She offered me a key when she first got her Honda Civic that she's got now, and I says, nope, I don't want it, because if something happens, you'll be blaming me for it, and if you are missing your keys, you've got a spare key.
Yeah, that's true.
Never fails. If you get more money, more bills come along, and that's just exactly what happened, you know? I mean, it's like, wow, how they expect us to afford all this stuff. And then I got to get my number 18 fixed. They paid, Best Buy for, I guess, a pre-approved, and I got to pay like $700-$800, and Social Security pay like $400 or $500, so I'm going to be in having a hard time for a few months to pay that off.
Well, it sounds like all your train money is going to go towards your teeth.
Yep, that's what it sounds like. If wherever I go, if freight cars have gone up in price, I'm done. But if I can find a cheaper place, yeah, or cheaper ways to buy them, you know, like a Facebook marketplace, maybe I can get some stuff there until the totes are full. And I've only got, I think, like 5 totes, so I'm not going to get one empty, so it's probably about 4 totes I've got to fill up. And it doesn't take a lot to fill them up. Any trains since... last time I told you about a year ago, I spent $150 and got 6 freight cars, and that was about 3 weeks ago, so I haven't bought anything since because I don't have money.
Yep. Now it looks like you might be not doing much with them right now because of everything, bills that you're going to be having.
Really, I don't care. But I'm eventually going to fill up those 4, possibly 5 totes. Eventually, it even takes a couple of years. I don't care. But once I get those full, that's it. But like I said, with ham radio and RC cars, I'm done buying things for those, except for those 2 things that, you know, that DC cord for the Kenwood and the speaker mic for the 440 Lenko. But I can't find them, so oh well. But if I don't have it, I don't have it. That's no big deal. But it's like, wow. And I can't believe how much things have went up.
Oh, I can. Hey, go to the store and buy stuff.
Yep. I got to stop at Kroger's and get some shampoo. I'm almost out. But I used to get sandwich spread. And it was like $3 or $4 for a pound. Now it's like $7-$8 a pound. Like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I was telling you the story about years ago. My dad got mad and he put gas in the car, and he got in the car and he hit the dashboard. My mom says, "What's wrong, Jim?" He says, "Gasoline went from 30 to 35 cents." He was mad.
Yeah, well, like I told you before, my dad was working at the gas station a long time ago. Lady came in, older lady, and was just tearing him a new one. And he goes, "Sorry, ma'am, I don't set the prices." And it only went up a penny. And he got the third degree from her.
Yes, yeah, sometimes people get mad at the wrong people. You know, you get mad at the company for raising the prices. I remember during Desert Storm in the fall, that's when the street department truck came in, and he was telling me that right as Desert Storm was starting, and we were shipping men and equipment over there, he said that he drove by a gas station because he buys his truck was full of leaves, and he was going to dump them. He sold the price of gas, and then he dumped the leaves, and then on the way back, he sold the same gas station, and he says, I can't believe how much it went up just in a short time.
Yeah, I know. It, well, you go across this county, you're going to see over a dozen different prices of gas. And that's just the cheap stuff. I mean, you can go from the west side of South Bend all the way to, into the west side of Mishawaka, and you'll see them at least a half a dozen different prices for the cheap stuff.
Yeah, that does surprise me. Right now, I'm here at Kroger's to get some shampoo, and I can't see what the price is, though, but most of it is below 3. Okay, I'm here. I better let you go. I got to go get some shampoo. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
All right, KB9KBX, 9YOU.
CNN Network, MI3.
This is WB9YPA.